Well, the whole thing about chewing on tin foil or aluminum foil is probably pretty anticlimactic. It's just something that I discovered years ago. I think people used to talk about how it would hurt them, or they could feel it and they didn't like it, kind of like, scratching your fingers across a chalkboard or whatever. So, as a kid, when people talked about it in that way and said that they got shocked, I was intrigued. And then I think I heard a story once about someone who stood near an elevator and their fillings got warm, and someone else who there was something about fillings and hearing radio stations, the kind of crap that used to go around in the 70s that probably never really happened, like people bending spoons with their minds and all that. But I didn't think I was going to hear the radio through my fillings or stand near an elevator and have them get warm, but chewing on foil was something I could actually try, and I did. And I noticed that you could, there was a sort of metallic taste in the foil when it touched your fillings, and that has always intrigued me. And so to this day, I still want to put a voltmeter on it and see if it would register any electricity, because it's the only thing that I can think of that would make that sort of taste happened. So, and the way it came about last night was that I like Reese's peanut butter cups, and my daughter used to just take a bite of one, but then we got up to the point where she was having a whole cup, the big size, the ones that come in the two pack, and we thought, gosh, that's quite a lot of sugar. So Mama Manders said, well, why don't we get the small ones? And then she can still have a whole Reese's, but it won't be quite as much. You know how kids are, like when they're little, they're just impressed because they have
They
a
like.
number of Christmas presents rather than what the Christmas presents are. So she still gets a whole Reese's, less sugar. But those are wrapped in foil. They're like in paper, but then the paper's wrapped in foil. So I had the foil in my hand. So, I did this thing that I've always been intrigued with and tasted the whatever, and I said something to Amanda, and she said, "Ooh, you should audio boo about it." And I said, "Well, maybe I should." And then the rest is history, or her story, or something. I don't know.
My story.
So, well, yeah. Okay, gotta go before. Yeah.
Pause recording. Yeah, and he didn't shave his head with a cheese grater.
Yeah, that's great. I could, though. We have one.
You're not going to use my cheese grater like that. No.
No, it doesn't sound too good. I did forget to go get a haircut today that I had scheduled, though.
Oh, well.
Yeah.